Unite Policy Conference Significant Breakthroughs in Policy and Workplace Organizing Kevin Parslow. Unite Union Conference Delegate, Personal Capacity. There was an emotional farewell to Lynn McCluskey at the recent Unite Policy Conference, which recorded the progress of the union in the 10 years under his leadership. His was an overwhelmingly positive tenure. But the general feeling in the conference was that the election of Sharon Graham as Lynn's replacement heralds a new beginning. Significant throughout the conference was the emphasis on workplace organizing and the development of combines in different sectors of the economy. This would mean bringing the reps in an industry to discuss common issues and negotiating for better pay and conditions. The mood of the conference allowed significant breakthroughs in policy, particularly in local government, where Unite is now committed to adopt a policy calling on labor councils to set legal, balanced no-cuts needs-based budgets, in passing a motion from the local authority's National Industrial Sector Committee. And on public services, a motion was passed opposing privatization and calling for workers' control, which was amended by the Le 1228 branch to read, publicly owned industries and services should be run with full workers' control and management, involving the participation of trade unions in conjunction with service users. Significantly, at a fringe entitled Time for a Deeper Industrial Strategy, Dave Ward, CWU General Secretary, called former militant RMT leader Bob Crowe the greatest trade unionist of our generation, to which Sharon Graham nodded in agreement. If it was to follow a similar path to the RMT under Crowe, Unite's million members across most sectors of the economy would prove a powerful challenge to the bosses, and give confidence to millions of workers, to fight back against attacks. Action was also discussed in the fringe meetings, for example with HGV drivers preparing for action at a meeting, by taking their break on the 1st of November at 11 a.m. This could show the potential strength that lorry drivers have in the battle for better pay and conditions in the road haulage industry. Unite's conference presented the first opportunity for those who campaigned for Sharon's victory to come together and discuss building a new left in Unite. In a pre-conference meeting, there was a lot of enthusiasm for a proposal made by Socialist Party members for a public meeting during conference, even offering our own public meeting to facilitate a discussion. However, despite no meeting being called, Zoom meetings are being planned, which should be used as a basis for ensuring Unite's new fighting strategy and policies are implemented by building a new left organization in the union. The Socialist Party meeting was nevertheless a success, with 30 delegates, visitors and local workers present. The meeting was addressed by victimized St. Mungo's rep Vico Plevnik, who came to conference to build support for the end of his victimization. He also addressed the blacklisting meeting called by construction workers in Unite. Rob Williams from the Socialist Party Executive Committee spelt out the fighting program and tasks needed to build Unite, and there was a discussion on how New Left could be built. £300 was raised for the Socialist Party Fighting Fund, and three delegates over the week expressed an interest in finding out more about our party.